Today, I bring you Goosebumps, Stay Out of the Basement. This is the first Goosebumps I remember as a kid. I think for a lot of kids, this might have been their first foray. And in this reread, it's what started me thinking that R.L. Stine is writing these to keep his kids from doing shit he doesn't want them to do. Picture it, Stine writing in his basement office. No matter how many times I ask, the kids won't stay out of the goddamn basement. I'm trying to maintain a small cache of pornography and marijuana down there, and I just need to keep them out of the basement. Maybe instead of asking them to stay out, I could make the basement super spooky. Maybe that's what dads are up to with their super creepy sheds and workshops and basements that are all unfinished and full of spiders. They know that if it's fucking scary as hell, kids will stay away. They'll risk being covered in spider eggs if it means they get a goddamn minute away from their stupid wiener kids. Truthfully, there was nothing I liked more than rummaging around in my dad's office when I was a kid, so it's justified. Some of the gems from doing that, he had this weird electronic pulse device that was meant to test your muscles were functioning, I think. Then there was the first printed pornography I ever had, which was a postcard-sized piece of magazine material offering 4 videos for some price I can't remember, and on one side a naked lady, on the other, 2 naked ladies. Then there was the letter. The letter described the orgasm my dad had in detail as he, quote, fell out of his third wife's ass. I think this was meant to be a letter he sent or gave to her, but I'm not sure. Maybe there was another copy. But why would you make multiple copies of something like that? On the other hand, why would you make one copy? Do you need this for your archives, the Tom papers? That is a Goosebumps, my friend. The overly sexual letter my dad left in his office. Is that enough horror for this episode? Okay. At the start of Stay Out of the Basement, or Sutib, we've got 2 kids and their dad is working from home. He'd been grouchy ever since he started doing that, and boy is that not relatable to me. I fucking love working from home. I know some people are like, get me back to the office, I'm going crazy. And I feel like these are people who have not set up good lives for themselves. Bro, if you go to work to get away from your home life, what are you even doing? Also, get a second job. Make more money, be away from home more, you'll be way happier, why not? Also, maybe get an overnight job. You make more money, and then when you're not at work, you're asleep, it's perfect. Everyone but me is so stupid and so wrong about most things. Anyway, in the book, the kids manage to stay out of the basement for about 7 pages before they start talking about going into the basement. Self-righteously, I might add. The one kid, Margaret, is like, it's our house too, after all. Which, fuck off, children. Fuck right off. In what way is it your house too? Because you're sassy with your sass mouth? Casey, the brother, rents a movie that apparently shows people getting blown up all over, and he wants to watch it with Margaret and her friend in a mistaken bid to win the friend's affection, which does feel very real to me. I would have thought, at age 10, that watching a super violent movie might be a way to impress a girl, mostly because I had no idea what impressed girls, so everything was a complete shot in the dark. Why not throw Albert Pune's Nemesis into the mix of things to try? It's not the worst idea I've ever heard. That probably goes to writing a letter describing butt sex with your wife. The kids go into the basement, and it's super hot, and Casey, continuing his attempt to woo Margaret's friend, takes his shirt off. Maybe that's just a goofy thing R.L. Stine came up with so that Casey's shirt would be in the basement and the kids would potentially get busted by their dad, but I think this was also an ill-fated attempt to win the affection of a slightly older girl, which again, super stupid, which makes it super believable. Casey's taking some swings, and they're all completely misguided. Showing a horror movie with people getting blowed up, strike one. Taking your shirt off as an adolescent, or for most of us at any point in our lives, strike two. The kids take a second sojourn into the basement on page 17, by the way, so 10 pages since the last trip, and averaging a basement trip of about every 8.5 pages up to this point. I'm pretty sure that by the end, more of the book takes place in the basement than not in the basement. Now, Dr. Brewer, Dad, is a plant scientist working on something weird in the basement, and the best horror moment from this book, maybe from all the books, is that Margaret catches the dad eating handfuls of dirt like an animal. At some point, once we're pretty sure Dad is a plant man, his boss, Mr. Martinez, shows up at the house, and they discuss how Martinez didn't want to fire Brewer, but you know how these boards of directors are, and oh man, does this sound like a bunch of stuff a kid could not care less about, like the corporate intrigue stuff that was so common in kids' movies of the time, and it was like, why? Kids know dick about this stuff, and they care even less. They know dick, they care vagina? A vagina being a negative space, therefore less in some way? Whatever, if you prefer to go with a more feminist bent and flip-flop that whole dick-vagina more or less thing, that's fine with me. That whole comparison sucked anyway, you can have it. Do whatever you want with it, nothing matters. Around page 82, the kids make their way into the basement again, using a paperclip to open the lock, which I always hate. Have you ever tried to pick a lock? I've done it once successfully. It's fucking impossible. I'm convinced it can't be done even with the proper tools and a see-through padlock, let alone a paperclip and a legitimate opaque door lock. What's hilarious is that this is a trip to the basement to find some answers, and then after the kids are down there for just a short time, one of the kids is like, "What are we even doing? We don't even know what we're looking for. Let's get out of here." Which is pretty great because as a reader, I was like, yeah, finally these kids get it. They don't know what's going on. Why do they just keep roaming around in the basement in hopes of figuring it out? They do find the boss's, Mr. Martinez's, jacket and tie in the basement, and later they find his pants. And I started thinking how it would be amazing if this was a cover for a gay lover situation, that Dr. Brewer got fired for being gay. This was the early 90s, and Mr. Martinez, his lover, came to see him. All this plant monster stuff is about covering the reality that he's gay from his kids. In fact, at the end of the book, they find the dad tied up in a closet. Metaphors, anyone? Now, I don't actually believe this, but it does remind me of some of the interpretations of Shakespeare I heard in college. Oh, he pierced him with his rapier, did he? I think we all know what that means. I swear, if you're writing a college paper and you've just got nothing, here are the three keys. One, say it's something about homosexuality that couldn't be written about explicitly at the time. Two, say it's something about giving birth. Three, say it's a menstrual metaphor. All of these always work. You could read a modern thriller, The Martian, and say it's clearly about how potatoes are a stand-in for ovum or something. I do hope that 400 years from now, people talk about Stay Out of the Basement as a big gay metaphor book. It's totally not, but hey, why not keep it alive in the culture that way? Can you imagine people have to read this for advanced English and talking about the gay subtext? What an amazing world. Anyway, this ends with finding Dad, learning that Plant Dad was a clone, and then a flower talks to Margaret and says, "Help me, I'm your dad." The end. I can kind of see why I remembered this one more than I remembered Welcome to the Dead House. It's got a simpler plot. It's got a creeping horror where your parents aren't safe, and the cover is pretty great. Plus, there's that eating dirt scene, which is pretty good. I kind of think this is the honorary first Goosebump, the one that really launched the whole series into the stratosphere, which is where best-selling books go, I guess. I wouldn't know. Mine seemed to have trouble being on the second floor of my condo. Goosebumps.
Reader beware, you're in for a scare.